Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me here in the year 2024, and I'm about to be in Sydney and Brisbane. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May, doing my show Dryer Dryer at the respective comedy festivals in those cities. But I'm also, while I'm up there, I figured I had a couple of days to kill, so I'm doing a Who Knew It with Matt Stewart on Monday, the 13th of May at the Chippendale Hotel, and in Brisbane at Good Chat Comedy on the 14th of May. And you can get tickets for all of that. Now, go to mattstewartcomedy.com for the links. mattstewartcomedy.com. Now, on with the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates and popular culture from chimpanzee all the way down to chimpanzee. I'm joined, as always, by the official second banana of the show. It's host of the gambling show, Evan Munro Smith, and it's about board games as well as gambling. Is that right, Evan? Welcome.
Did you say board games?
Evan, why are you supporting such a predatory industry?
Hang on, no. It's about video games.
Video board games.
No. Well,
like that one where you put the video in and there was like a skeleton who talked to you.
I loved that.
I've never played one of those.
How old are you?
30.
Grow up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You fucking idiot.
Well, since we're talking before being introduced. hi, everyone. It's actually called Nightmare. And there was also a Star Trek version.
Wow!
Yeah, right.
Of that,
I should actually play that. I think that would be really fun.
You love Star Trek.
I love Star Trek. Yeah.
But the Nightmare had like other characters.
You don't love Star Trek?
Yeah, the Gatekeeper,
the delivery company.
Star Trek are fine.
Okay, he loves them both.
Yeah,
he's not anti Star Trek.
But who am I?
Sorry,
you'll
Matt,
never know.
Go.
Let me bring you in.
It's very poor podcast etiquette. Can I just say, whoever you are. We've just broken it. We've thrown caution to the wind.
Yeah, I know.
And the people at home or in transit are just puzzled.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy of podcasting. Yeah,
no, you're bad at podcasting.
No, I'm a bad boy. See, when I say I'm a bad boy, it sounds cool.
Oh, it does sound cool.
Yeah.
But it still means the same thing.
And you are smoking that e-cigarette.
Yeah, I'm vaping a big old Juul. A Juul. Mm. I'm looking at the serial vapist in the room too.
But we don't know who that is.
Okay. This week on the show, joining us back in the Monkey House from the Grub podcast and Little Scamps, it's Ben Russell.
My name is Ben Russell. It's true. I've been unmasked. we've had the masked podcast.
Yeah.
And you have guessed successfully.
And first time on the show, it's comedian and host of TV's The Bachelor Unpacked, Bree Williams.
Hello.
Welcome to the show for the first time. How does it feel being in the Monkey House?
I feel very excited. Although, I mean, I think, you know, evolutionarily it is the strong that survive. So me kind of alphaing the podcast by starting to talk before being introduced makes me best monkey.
Oh, best monkey in show.
Yeah.
Well done.
Alpha monkey.
You've got a radiant coat. And you walk around that yard real good.
Yeah,
and you have large testicles, a red butt.
A big testes.
Big red
ass. Watching this show today, it was the first time I noticed how big chimpanzees' testes are.
They've got huge balls.
If it was something that you knew about prior to seeing it, it would be... It would be specific.
We're up to episode 60-something.
That's too
many. I've watched so many chimpanzees on TVs. I've never noticed their big balls before. Caesar, CGI Caesar's big balls, I don't think. Or did they? I got to go rewatch.
Yeah, you're mostly watching fictional chimpanzees, right?
Yeah, but this is, I reckon Ben's been on for 3 or 4 different docos about chimpanzees.
Are they chimpanzees in captivity? Because the ones that we watch for this one are in the wild where their testosterone is allowed to be unbridled and free.
Oh, right.
They're not soy boy chimpanzees.
Okay, more like me with my little nuts.
Bloody snowflake
chimpanzees. What's my excuse? Why are my balls so big?
Male feminist chimpanzees.
Free is the first time. You won't know this, but Evan's favourite primate is the human, in particular Andy from Toy Story.
Wow.
Do you have any suggestions for an even better non-human primate to sort of get Evan's head away from what is quite a ridiculous idea that Andy from Toy Story is the best primate?
I mean, there's more to that, but I've given up explaining
it. That character is nothing.
Yeah, he's nothing.
He's the CGI version of John Arbuckle from Garfield. That guy fucking sucks.
You're
an Arbuckle fan?
I've got a deep cut, and it's a controversial deep cut.
Okay.
Okay. I'm talking Lost in Space, starring Matt LeBlanc.
Oh.
And Mimi Rogers and that other dude who's the scientist and everything.
Right.
They come across an alien who is of primate sort of origin.
Okay.
And I reckon that could be yours.
What are its qualities?
It's got
big. Why is it better than, say, Andy from Toy Story?
It's got big eyes and it's
Andy. Equally Andy from Toy Story has big eyes.
It's not real, just like Andy.
Okay.
Oh, don't
break that
to him.
They seem to be about on par at the moment.
Andy isn't real.
Did you know that, Evan?
Supported. It was comic support with Matt LeBlanc. Possibly.
This is a comedy?
One of the greatest actors.
William Hurt,
yes.
As well as Jack Johnson. And Gary Oldman.
Yep, Jack Johnson, he goes...
Gary Oldman is in Lost in Space.
Yeah. Jack Johnson, he's like, they're blasting off space, and he goes, they said Taylor was a good girl, never want to be late, an express. And everyone
and
just
Ben
fucking
Stiller
mellows.
Came in.
That's the only
everyone
Jack Johnson
mellows
I think
the fuck out.
Who's the other Jack Johnson? Who's the actor Jack Johnson?
Heather Graham's also in it. The actor Jack Johnson is best known for his performance as the character Will Robinson in the 1998 film Lost in Space.
Is this the film that we're talking about right now?
Oh, no, we're stuck.
Imagine that being the thing that you're best known for.
Matt LeBlanc at least has Joey,
yeah,
the spin-off show.
That would have been...
Lacey Chambers.
Peak
Lacey
Friends.
Chambers.
I think you merged.
Lacey Chambers from Party of... Cinqueno.
Oh my god. Well, I really like, I have always liked King Louis from the Jungle Book.
Oh, great, yeah.
Which, Jungle Book? The remake or the...
I've never seen any of the remakes, just the original Disney cartoon.
Yeah.
You should see the Disney remake, not the Andy Serkis directed remake, but the...
Andy Serkis directed
Favreau
it.
One.
He made a Mowgli one for Netflix.
Yeah. He made it. Oh, okay.
The Jon Favreau one is quite good.
He's a good boy.
We talked about it last. Was it last week?
I think it was last week. Yeah.
What are the odds?
And Evan, we thought it was fine.
King Louis is voiced by Christopher Walken, and it's quite a different sort of vibe.
Oh yeah,
way
that's
more threatening.
Bad. No, I didn't want that. Boo.
I liked it.
Hey Ben, we never got no one. We couldn't figure out which movie does. He have a wristwatch up his ass?
That would be Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Wait, Andy Serkis has a wristwatch?
Yes, Andy Serkis does.
That's a CGI wristwatch up his ass.
He plays a wristwatch. Andy Serkis played my wristwatch.
You know how when they do Dobby and stuff in Harry Potter, it's like a tennis ball and a stick.
Mm, yeah.
That's how they got the wristwatch up there.
Yeah. Just a ball and a stick.
Okay, imagine this is a wristwatch.
Well, just for the record, I mean, in Pulp Fiction, they don't actually see it up the ass.
Oh my god.
It's described.
Do you love the films of Quentin Tarantino?
I just think that he's an auteur. No one can actually do excellent dialogue and tension. he actually does violence like a dance.
Okay, welcome to it's just Ben reading out / Tarantino films.
Yeah.
Well, I just talked about Lost in Space, and that is a family film.
It is, yeah, that's true.
And you get to see
Jack Johnson.
Gary Oldman turn into an insect and then poop out babies and then get eaten by his babies.
Wait, what?
Spoiler alert.
Wow.
Wait, what? He poops out babies and is eaten by his babies.
It's a fucking
And that's
hectic.
A family film.
It's a hectic film. It was the 90s, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like different times, pre-9/11.
It was different times. The towers hadn't fallen. That was still, yet.
When they came crashing down, movies like that no longer could be made.
No.
Real life is scary enough.
Yeah,
that's right.
Everyone said.
No, you can't get away with that. You can't get eaten by your spider babies anymore. Yeah. It's a sad day.
Oh, that's too taboo.
Yeah. So what, did you have a suggestion there?
I really liked King Louis.
Oh, King Louis,
but
yes.
I have to say Rafiki from The Lion King is a bit of a mystery.
Classic. Oh, yeah. The remake or the...
So, when we're talking about Favreau's remakes, well, because in the remake, he's actually a lot more accurate.
Yes,
so this is something that really bothered, like, the, you know, biological sticklers out there. Rafiki in the first film has, like, the markings of a mandrill but the tail of a baboon.
Yeah. Mm.
And then in this one, he just is a mandrill.
Because I used to think until like 20-odd years ago that they were of the same. They thought mandrills were baboon subspecies.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've figured out since the mandrills are their own.
Yeah.
Them and drills, is it?
Yeah.
There's two of them, maybe?
Yeah, drills. The guy on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. So obviously enough like feedback came through to the original animators. Can you imagine that? How annoyed would you be?
It would be so annoying.
Hand animation and like a movie that's as amazing as The Lion King and people being like, actually. Yeah.
But also like, why not just, if you're doing why not just draw it properly? It's weird to make a mishmash. I don't even think they knew.
No.
They're like, oh, this is how I remember
seeing
it.
No one had discovered them.
But like, maybe it was I think it was just after they realized that baboons and mandrills weren't the same. So maybe they're going off old info or something.
They were
working off the best information they had at the time. Yeah.
Are they similarly ill-tempered?
Yes.
Like baboons?
Yeah, they're both full on.
Haven't you seen the film?
They're both cunts.
Karate chops.
Yeah,
play.
They all know karate.
Yeah. He uses his stick and he goes, old friend. It's real weird, but...
Is he also voiced by Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
Right. That would work, I think.
Yeah, that would make sense. Okay. So, Evan, are you convinced by either of those, King Louis or the alien who ate his own spider babies?
No. Sorry, we've had some wires crossed. Gary Oldman plays the spider who ate his own, whose babies ate him. The primate alien... is unrelated.
But Gary Oldman is a primate.
No, well, that is true.
Yeah, he's
but
your kind
this,
of primate.
In this, I would say no. I would say you're actually incorrect.
Oh.
You've only betrayed your own ignorance.
You're as dumb as someone who animated the original Lion King.
It was there to be
said.
Well,
I'm unconvinced.
One day. I can't wait. You're going to turn around and be convinced. It's going to be the
crack.
Best feeling.
Yeah, you'll have mud on your face.
We should Maybe we should do Space Jam someday or whatever the movie
Lost
you said
in
was.
Space.
Lost in Space Jam. Yeah,
Lost
that'd be great.
Space Jam.
That'd be awesome. We can look at the spider monkeys eating
themselves.
It's
a terrible film.
Okay. Yeah. Matt LeBlanc's also in... Oh. Is that Miss Robinson?
Danger Will Robinson. No, he says Robinson. What's the robot's
Heather,
name?
Heather Graham is Mrs. Robinson.
Right.
Who's the robot?
And she is Foxy.
Oh, yeah.
In this film. They wear 90s, a lot of 90s. You know, it was that time when everyone was wearing that weird leather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in films.
And wearing, like, bucket hats with flowers on the top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it that era?
There's heaps in the space. Because they were like, we can only assume people wear these forever.
Yeah.
So. Blossom was a real trendsetter.
Blossom. Is that the only thing I'm thinking of? And the band Girlfriend. Okay.
You've lost me.
You're in America. They were big here.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't know.
They were like Australia's Spice Girls.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I think they had one.
Were
hit,
they?
Had one hit wonder.
The bad girls.
The girlfriends.
Girlfriends. I don't remember that. Are you older than me?
Probably. I'm starting to feel that way. Or have I made this up? Both.
You might
potential.
Have dreamt it.
Oh, I do have. I do dream big. I do dream big. So
remember that time
it's possible.
Where you dreamt that you had like a life and another job and another, like you had a whole new different life and you were a businessman in Wall Street and then you had like a marriage and that sort of fell through and then you met someone else and then you kind of, you know, rekindled, began to like learn to love and then you sort of stayed on with them but you didn't marry, and then you just sort of retired and then moved out into the country, and then you died on your deathbed, and as you died you woke up.
Yeah.
And you're you now.
Yeah, yeah.
You've lived an entire life that wasn't your own.
It was, yeah, that was a great dream.
It's a big dream.
It was a big dream. And I'm still confused by it. Was it real? Yeah. Is this rebirth? Am I living?
What is real and what's not? You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Cool. That is a good question. That's something a Tarantino fan might ask, I reckon.
Maybe. I mean, Tarantino hasn't actually delved into those themes as of yet.
What about Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah, it's vampires. But actually, that film was actually co-directed by Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez. They directed one half of the film. So a lot of people think that Tarantino did the first half. That is actually incorrect.
I'm going
to beat you. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about David Attenborough's series Dynasties or Dynasties. I don't know where
you're from.
I think he says dynasties.
He does say dynasties.
What do you say, American
well,
man?
Well, English is a fluid language.
Oh my gosh.
You know
it's liquid.
Saying?
It's wet.
It's wet.
I say dynasties because I'm not a fucking Philistine.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. I say Philistine.
Philistine.
And you'd seen it before, Bree.
I've seen it before. And so I actually haven't rewatched.
But the other three of us, we watched it just now.
You guys are fresh.
Even though Ben left with 10 minutes to go, he just walked out.
What? You didn't want
to
see how it ends?
Well, it kind of ended, and then there was like an epilogue, which was about a behind the scenes filming. Sort of.
Oh no, I'm not.
That's
interested
almost,
in that.
No, those are the best bits because you see them like just completely like a shell of themselves because they have to go there for like 9 months, minimum.
More. It was through. It was.
He said
like
4 years at the start, and then they also said that crew have been following this group around for how long do you say?
20 years. 20 they've years. Been studying them. So not the
this
film
particular
crew, but
little group of chimps.
The study had been going on that long for that group. So pretty amazing. But yeah, the filming itself was, I think, over 4 years is what he said.
Yeah. So this is a BBC series and it was released last year, 2018. David Attenborough, for those who don't know him, what is he? He's like a nature guy. Makes TV shows about nature.
Yeah.
Is that sort of fair to say? He's a knight.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a sir.
Wow. He accepted it. I thought it was more punk rock than that.
Yeah.
I thought he would have John Lennon'd it.
Cancelled.
Yeah. Oh, he's a monarchist, is he?
Yeah. Cancel David Attenborough.
What a dog. What a dog cuck he is. And it was a big hit. It was on Netflix here briefly, but it's not anymore. I don't know where listeners could find it, but maybe if you look like Evan did and found it for us on the dark web.
It wasn't the dark web. It's the regular web.
Oh. Dark web.
The dark web.
The dark
web.
It's on
the internet.
Evan's gone on.
He went on the Silk Road.
Did you also get a little hit out on somebody, Evan?
Yeah, and he got some synthetic marijuana.
Oh, no. You got some chronic. You got some chronic.
All above board.
Yeah.
So this topic was, or this show was suggested by listener Gordon Rodseth from South Africa, and people can suggest topics via the link in the show notes. That's all.
Thanks, Gordy.
Thanks, Gordon Rodseth.
I always forget the name who suggested it. I'll try and remember to do that from now on. This is how it's described on the BBC website. If you want to hear this,
why are you pointing at me?
Well, you asked what country it's from, and that is given away in the very first two words. Okay. You ready for this?
Yep.
In Senegal, West Africa, live a group of chimpanzees led by an alpha male named David. He's already been alpha for 3 years, a time when leaders here are usually overthrown. To make matters worse, David has no allies, no one to help him defend his leadership. As the dry season sets in, the group are forced closer together to survive. But David is now surrounded by rivals who all want his crown and are prepared to kill him for it.
Mm, but it's not literally a crown.
No.
No, that's something, people who haven't seen it might be picturing a literal crown.
Like a chimpanzee holding a crown.
Yeah.
And that would be adorable.
Yeah.
But heavy is the head that wears that crown.
That's true.
And David lives a solitary and lonely life.
He does.
He literally can't. Chimpanzees are social.
No, but he does. It says if you'd actually bothered to watch the
documentary. I did watch it. I watched it in February.
He doesn't have any friends or allies.
He's near people, but he's still alone.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Maybe you just check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I really failed to check my privilege just then.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I do not accept that.
Can I quote Ben Russell?
Sure.
From a while ago.
What?
This was more like a little while ago, and you were like, the other day I did check my privilege, and it was huge.
Took a bit.
And it made me really angry because it was so funny, but like so accurate.
It's massive.
It just really pissed me off. Anyway, we're friends.
Yeah.
You are some sort of an amateur primatologist. Is that
true? That's what
you know a bit
me.
About them.
I'm lucky that I know a bit about animals from another job that I have. And chimpanzees
it's a secret job. She secret can't job. Say.
She's Andy Serkis.
I'm Andy Serkis. I hold the tennis ball. I hold the tennis ball on the stick. It's pretty gruesome. So there's chimpanzees in like various zoos around Australia, and like they're pretty terrifying. So there's a group up at Taronga, and there's a group in Adelaide Zoo as well. And I remember once, like, someone was telling me about the keeper talk at the chimpanzees and how they were giving the talk but, like, constantly, like, looking back at the chimps because they were so terrified of what was going on behind them.
They were in the cage with them?
I don't think so.
Even with bars in between, they were still...
They're pretty scary. They're the animal that's...
They shouldn't be caged in a lot of ways, you know?
Yeah.
Let their balls grow and their...
They do roam. They do have a huge amount of territory.
In the zoo.
Sort of group of 30.
So a zoo, chimps. No matter how big your zoo enclosure is, it would not feel big enough.
They're nomadic.
Yeah. At one point in this episode, they said they were moving 6 miles to the next watering hole.
How much is miles in kilometres?
1.6 k's to a mile.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you couldn't walk that far.
But that's out of necessity, right? Like they wouldn't move around like that if they they're doing that because they need water.
Yeah.
Oh, you think that the zoo's actually doing them a favour?
Well, I feel like maybe they I don't know. I know nothing
Hey,
about
you know how you have to go to the shops to buy food? Let's just put you in a cage and I'll bring you a plate of bananas.
Yeah, good job. Actually, that is Evan.
That actually,
about
that.
That's Evan's.
Isn't that what Uber Eats is?
Roll Toy
Evan
Story 3 again.
Evan would never leave the studio if he didn't have to. If people could just come to him.
All right, bad example.
So obviously they do like to move around a bit, but I think the reason they're covering so much ground might just be because they have to.
Right.
But it's absolutely that. But, like, so at this stage in where we're at with animals is human beings are the only non-endangered hominid. So we're the only animal in this group.
All know what a hominid is, but just for those at home who are going, what's a hominid? You're probably better positioned to put it into words.
Like a two-legged primate.
Yeah.
We're the only not critically endangered.
Two-legged guy.
Wow. Yeah, and so like a lot of zoos have chimpanzees for global breeding programs and insurance populations. And
all right, now Evan's ears are pricking up. Get him in that cage.
What?
Food delivered and a breeding program?
Despite all Evan's rage.
That's all you need.
He's still just a rat in a cage.
With a breeding program.
Despite Evan's rage, he's still just a rat in a cage.
Is that true, Evan?
Is that true, Evan?
You'd love that song. That's right in your sort of Nine Inch Nails kind of
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Bullets with butterfly wings?
Yeah.
Well,
rats are primates, so...
How'd you get that?
Yeah,
how'd you get
true.
That? That's...
Imagine how terrifying that would be if they were primates. If, like, our rats were primates and they could climb and they'd fucking have
Well, there are primates
politics
that are
and shit like
similar
that.
To... That are rat-like.
You're thinking of cutie pie primates. It's a subspecies that includes things like pygmy marmosets.
Oh my god,
and,
they're so cute.
Snub-nosed little motherfuckers.
Oh, those snub-nosed.
They're not in cutie pie zone.
I love them.
They're in God's mistakes.
I think they're cool.
The snub-nosed monkeys, he definitely...
I like him.
...needs to be cancelled.
You think he's a pervert?
I really do.
Okay, which primate do you think is the biggest pervert?
Well, there was, I mean...
Human beings.
No, besides human beings. But...
In this episode of Dynasties about chimpanzees, there were some pretty pervy things where just to become friends with someone, you'd go over and just start touching them.
Yeah, well, I mean, grooming
in itself is pretty pervy. Yeah.
It's pervy for us. Grooming means something different for people.
Okay, interesting.
Well, this is like, so chimpanzees are, everyone's always like, oh my God, look at chimpanzees. They're so violent. Look at them scream in each other's faces. Yeah. We're just meant to be that way, which is wrong because we're a different species.
Okay, but didn't we come from them?
No.
Okay. Interesting take. Yeah. Interesting take. Well, I hope you have some science to back that up.
I do too. We just didn't. I don't know. Yeah. We evolved from a different animal.
Okay.
That's how we're different.
Yeah, but yeah. I think on the way around.
That's why there aren't fucking chimps walking around with briefcases.
Oh my God, so cute though, right?
I've seen pictures.
He thinks he's a businessman.
He needs business shoes. Sorry, we're talking about that before the show.
So you're telling me chimpanzees and humans are different in some ways?
In some ways, yeah.
But we both came from the same ancestor.
There's like common
ancestor.
Yeah,
well, tell me about
that. There may be a missing, like a link between.
The link it's missing.
Between
Encino Man.
Our ancestor.
It's Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
In Encino Man.
Oh, I knew it.
We may have a common ancestor. In fact, it's most likely that we do.
Okay, well, yeah. now tell me I'm an idiot.
I didn't say that.
You said you're an idiot.
You gently. No, I said Evan's an idiot for liking
Andy.
Oh,
sorry, yeah, Evan is an idiot.
From Toy Story
3. No, that's right.
I can
support that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we didn't come from chimps. I agree with that. I said that all along.
So there's another animal related to chimps called the bonobo.
Oh,
do you know
yeah,
about
no
this,
one know
this
about
bad
that.
Boy?
Yeah. Because they came, it was about...
they love to fuck.
Well, this is another thing where people like...
2 million years ago,
yeah.
They separated into two species.
Yeah.
And one of them loves to fuck and is quite peaceful and kind of matriarchal. And then the classic chimps, patriarchal, very violent.
Mm.
You know?
So
did maybe we came from bonobos.
Yeah, that's the like a cute theory that is posited a lot.
Thank you so much.
Cutie pie theory.
Thank you.
Where like people are like,
I'll take
oh my
that
God,
as a compliment.
If only we discovered bonobos first, they're the animals we would have taken our example from. When realistically, we should just go, man, what an animal that's so similar to us in so many ways, and yet we're a human being and we can choose not to be domestically violent or.
Is it who's. I've never heard anyone say. Well, have you looked at chimps? Of course, we're domestically violent. Have you ever heard anyone say that?
Also, who is looking at a chimp and going, well, I'm going to base my behavior off that?
Who are you hanging around with? Is this a Perth thing?
It is a Perth thing.
Okay.
our mayor is a chimp. He carries
that's
a briefcase. Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's where Ben and I have seen
yeah,
the chimp.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Briefcase.
He's got a little hat and roller skates.
Yeah, roller skates.
It's fucking crazy.
And he goes, oh, good morning, Bass and Dean.
But boy, is he violent.
Oh, so violent. He's always fucking as well.
Is that yeah. true?
So it's best of best both worlds.
Anyway, you should visit Perth. It's really great.
Okay,
what were
yeah.
you saying?
Bonobos.
Oh, just that people are like, oh, bonobos, they're, if we discovered them earlier, we would have been, because they do have slightly more in common DNA-wise than chimpanzees do. With
oh,
us,
right.
Like, very slightly. And so people are like, oh, that's the animal... Because it's not so much that people are like, God, we're so close to chimps, we should act like them. It's more like, well, only 1% of DNA separates us. Like, we're obviously meant to be like this, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're forgiving themselves.
Kind of, yeah.
Except we've got language and...
Yeah.
Mm.
Bonobos
so what in that 1%?
Are more like
complex
dudes
tools
who
and...
like, are like, well, look at these bonobos. We're meant to be poly guys.
So, self-actualization.
Yeah, self-actualization.
Yeah.
Bonobos are more like, you know, like people who just really love to fuck and
yeah.
use bonobos as a way of justifying.
Oh, right.
Which
yeah,
is fine.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with fucking.
No, nothing at all.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's our official stand here at yeah. Primates Podcast. Nothing
wrong
with fucking.
It's like the Perth motto, like the mayor insisted.
So the mayor's a bonobo.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know, though.
Could be both.
Perth, nothing wrong with fucking.
What happens if you cross a chimp with a bonobo?
Oh, wow.
Chimpodobo.
Chimpobo.
Well, you get the mayor of Perth. That's what you get.
I thought it was cool that the chimpanzees in this use tools to get their little termites out of the ground. They use a bit of grass or a stick or something to... they. Put it in the termite nest and then they pull them
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's cool.
I bet you couldn't fucking work that out, Evan.
Maybe not.
No.
Maybe
I don't think it would. The thought wouldn't have come up to me to fish termites out of a hole to
yeah.
eat.
You'd be like,
that's how
oh,
they get
where
their
do I,
protein.
Where do
yeah,
I turn
that,
it
yeah.
on?
So do you know much about that with like their diet?
Yes.
Chimps, they're so big and strong. How do they get so big and strong eating like
little bananas and ants?
Well, it's just that they're muscular, like they have to be. Like we like evolved out of needing to be that muscular because we stopped living in the wild.
Yeah.
But actually, I literally on the way on my cycle here, I was listening to
probably on a fixed speed bike, am I right? Hipster.
It's got gears.
People still do that as a
I don't know, fixie? Is that
used to be a real big one.
Real thing with Melbourne particularly. People, like when I moved here, people were like, gonna ride a fixie?
Yeah. I don't know anyone who did, but
why is it an insult?
I'm not sure. It does feel like we have invented gears, let's use them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gears rule.
I mean, fixies are stupid. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but does anyone ride fixies?
Yeah, people ride fixies.
What's the benefit of riding a fixie?
You get a lot more control, but
I don't want control. Okay, I
think
we
stumbled on a problem here. Ben's taking this personally.
I don't ride a fixie.
Okay.
Okay, well, are you sure?
Well, why are you standing up on your hind legs like that?
You just asked me a question.
Look at this hominid. He's exposing himself.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brie, you were riding over here, on a fixie.
Yeah, riding over here. And I was listening to a podcast about scurvy. And every animal in the world, aside from human beings, primates, guinea pigs, and another one, can't create their own vitamin C because we're missing the glands that does that. And every other mammal can, basically.
Wow.
So chimpanzees need to hunt out a lot of fruit in order to get the vitamin C that they need, which is just like that blew my mind. Why did we stop needing it? Yeah. And then I was like, why did we stop needing it? And then the podcast immediately answered my question. It's a great podcast. I won't advertise it.
It's called The Scurvy Podcast.
Yeah, it's about scurvy.
What is the point? You've probably got it.
It's stuff you should know.
Oh, yeah.
Do you listen to them?
Yeah.
Are they, do you hate it? Have I said something wrong? Are they cancelled?
They actually, we're arch enemies, us and Stuff You Should Know.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, because do go on.
They won't reply, but I've asked them a few times for a fist fight. And they just won't get back to me about
it. We prefer ignorance.
That's because they're like two like 50-year-old men.
Yeah.
And you're like young and scrappy. And Dave Warnocky would fight dirty, I reckon.
Yeah. Dave would go straight for the eyes and the anus.
Got two hands. Might as well use them both.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Anyway, so yeah, but basically part of the reason why we never needed to is because human beings used to just live in this subtropical region where there was heaps of fruit around. And then when we started migrating and going to places where there's less fruit, that's when problems with vitamin C started to kick in. So we'd stopped needing that gland to create our vitamin C because we were like, I'm covered by oranges all the time, motherfucker. I live in Africa. I live in like Papua New Guinea. Got all the vitamin C I need. But then as soon as we were like, time to go north, that's right. When everything got fucked up.
I know a comedian that got scurvy a few years ago.
I know, I know a couple people.
On a cruise ship or something?
No, I feel comfortable. I mean, he'll own up to this. It's the bloke.
Chris Franklin.
The bloke Franklin.
Got scurvy.
Wow. Famous for drinking a lot of VB and Jack Daniels, and
there's no vitamin C
eating
in those.
Pies.
It's vitamin B.
Yeah, so he just eats pies and drinks booze.
That's how he got scurvy.
But
conversely, I know more than one man in the Melbourne comedy area that got gout.
Wait, which one's gout?
Well, gout's a different thing. Gout comes mainly from acidic.
Rich foods,
being overweight and not exercising.
That's what.
Okay,
like,
so maybe too much orange.
Too much.
Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That's why kings used to get gout and pirates got scurvy.
And now
we are all kings and pirates.
Oh. So if you get scurvy, you can't have scurvy and gout at the same time.
I don't reckon you can.
I don't reckon. I think they're mortal enemies.
Yeah. I think they're like stuff
like primates and. Wait, dude, you don't bring Dugo onto this. This is a personal vendetta between me, the primates team, and the podcast you mentioned before.
Yeah, sorry.
Stuff You Should Know, who I hate.
Okay, so.
Because they're mortal enemies.
Mortal enemies.
Of just you.
No, wait, what?
So it's just Matt Stewart V.
That's what I say. I call it Stuff I Should Hate. but that's actually called the other thing. So, yeah. Anyway, they don't reply.
If you're listening, please tweet them, write them stuff you should know,
I
and
see,
ask them
I
why you
this.
Won't fight Matt Stewart in a gentlemanly duel of fists.
Yeah.
No. Why, a pugilist endeavor.
Why are you so cowardly, Chuck and Josh? You fucking sore.
Yeah. Is he one of the hosts?
Yeah, they're both two of them are hosts. Yeah.
They're both Josh.
It's not one guy named Chuck and Josh. It's two people named Chuck and Josh.
One's named Chuck and one's named Josh.
I don't know how I did not hear
you
Chuck
okay,
at all.
Man?
Chuck and Josh. They're the two. Now I've remembered. They're the two that I hate
if
the most.
If I could just stick a pin in this great...
Sorry, go. Yeah, we're talking about chimpanzees.
I have a question.
Go.
When the lady chimps are ready to fuck, does their butt get big?
Yeah. Because that's what it made it look like.
Because their butts were like so swollen.
Yeah.
And oh, that
like,
must be.
And they were like,
right?
The chimp. The
unless they were always
ready to fuck.
Yeah.
It always had a big shot of their big red butts.
But their big red butts might have been big red butts anyway.
I know, but that's. I mean, I'm just putting two and two together. I watched.
Well,
the
you
same
see a woman that's ready to fuck, and you're like, well, that's just what.
No,
I don't know.
I see a female chimpanzee with a big ass. Whenever they say the ladies are ready to fuck, it has a big shot of their big red butt.
Yeah, but that could be a
coincidence. No, hang on. Here we go. This is on TheVerge.com. In an article titled, Chimpanzees Recognize Each Other's Butts the Way We Recognize Faces.
Oh.
And then
great.
It says chimps are a different
But when I do that, I'm a problem.
Do you reckon you can recognize someone from their butt?
So what you're saying is all chimps are ass men.
Yeah, and you're telling me we didn't evolve from the chimps?
That was like a Tim Allen home improvement joke. That one.
I thought it was quite
Hardy
good.
Hardy ho, I thought that was pretty good.
So what I've got here from...
But, you know, that's probably our privilege showing.
Yeah.
Look at how big it is.
Big and red.
So when a female's in heat, the skin around her genitals becomes pink and swollen, a clear sexual sign to males. Both male and female chimps elicit sex, though in a more brazen way than most people.
Mm.
I will accept apologies from
most
all
people?
Of you. Right
hey,
now.
I was with you.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to be drawing conclusions without evidence.
Brie?
Yeah. I won't apologize to you.
You must. You simply must.
It's my pride.
You simply must apologize in writing.
I will never apologize
Dear
to you, Ben
Russell. I am sorry that I doubted you when you were talking about the chimpanzee's big red ass.
I'm not the first thing you did when you came in here was burp into the mic and then say that we should kill Dave Warnocky.
Is that what you said?
Actually, no, you said that we should kill Dave Warnocky.
I don't recall saying that. That doesn't sound like something. Oh, you weren't pointing to me.
No, I was.
Okay.
My index finger pointed
at remember when you're pointing one finger at me, you're pointing four fingers back at yourself.
I mean, that's just not correct that's not a point.
That
I don't,
can't be right.
I don't
it's three.
Point like
it's
that.
Three.
Well, you're forgetting because I'm telling you to remember it.
Her point's like
look,
that.
Look, no, because see, look how. So we're talking about chimpanzees. Here's something really cool. So orangutans, they have really long hands, right? Because they need them for trees.
Yeah.
Chimpanzees are more like, I'm on the ground. I'm up in a tree a little bit, but I don't really need to be, which is really cool. Because most of their fruit stuff is, like, easy to get.
Yeah.
And then it means also they can browse.
Low-hanging fruit.
Can you just...
Just like Ben's comedy.
Go. Oh.
I mean, you're not wrong. I'm not going to fucking fight you on that one. Please continue.
So they're both, they're browsers and grazers, so they take from the ground and the tree. So they end up fertilizing their areas that they live in because they spread seeds in their poo, which is like really important for the ecosystems that they move around in. And that's part of how they get so muscly because actually fruit and vegetables do have a lot of protein in, but they will also kill other animals and eat them.
Right.
Yeah.
Orangutans or just chimps?
Oh, chimps. Sorry. Yep. I'll get to orangutans in a sec.
Omnivorous.
They're omnivorous. But they're also like, they savor the meat. Like when, so I follow this Instagram account called Nature is Metal. It's so cool.
It's good.
It's so good. And like sometimes they're like, oh, delicate picture. It might be hard for people to see. And you have to like press the button that says uncover picture on Instagram. I don't know if you can.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that? Mm-hmm. And I saw one literally the other day that was like, the chimpanzees have killed a monkey. And they're literally like, yeah. Like you can see how happy they are that they've got some meat. They're like, fuck yeah. Like they're so excited and like pulling bits off and like, Yeah.
What's one of those?
So just like us.
They don't seem to. They didn't do any of that in this whole hour documentary.
No.
But there was, at one point, there was a baboon crew just off in the distance.
Yeah, and they were just off like, and then there was a monkey. There was like a little monkey hanging out as well when the fighting was happening.
Yeah.
And it fucked off as well.
Because I guess they know that the chimps are...
They're terrifying. What would be a chimp's predator, like a lion, if it was in that in
Maybe
Senegal?
A baboon as well. I reckon baboon and chimp, that would be a pretty fair fight.
Well, baboons can live in troops of up to like...
Oh, they're 500. Huge. Yeah.
So, like a whole troop of baboons against like a group of chimpanzees would be pretty.
One on one, I reckon a chimp would win.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Because they're bigger, right?
They're bigger.
Bigger, and they're smarter.
They've both got such rocks. Big teeth.
Yeah.
And jaws.
The canines. We don't need them anymore, again, because we developed like speech and society and all that sort of stuff.
We don't need to use
and
our
big
teeth.
Big brother.
What?
We developed Big Brother. That's what separates us from animals.
I just saw a tweet about Big Brother. Is that coming
it's
back?
It's coming back!
Really?
What?
Oh, no.
No.
Is that why Greta Colleen was on The Masked Singer?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, so she's come back to host it?
It's called integration, bitch.
That was not necessary. I think you should apologize to Matt.
I will never apologize to Matt.
No, that felt fair.
God, that's we've got a few lifelong grudges being established today. But orangutans, interestingly, so chimpanzees need like dexterous hands like we do in order to like do all the stuff that they do. But orangutans kind of have like little nubby thumbs. And the reason why is because they are arboreal and they swing through the trees and with gymnasts, right? When they're swinging on the poles, they tuck their thumbs under because the thumbs get in the way. And that's why orangutans only have like little stumps there.
Oh, yeah, right.
Them. Yeah.
Huh.
That's cool. Because the chimps have huge thumbs. Because we saw that the alpha and the documentary that we're meant to be talking about. He
named David.
He at one point was taken down. Oh, who was the challenger?
He was
Luther.
He was jumped by some youngins.
Luther,
at night.
Yeah.
So, and Luther, and then they found him the next day.
Yeah.
And he'd had one of his fingers
bitten right off.
They're fucked. Like they will do that. I mean, you hear these stories all the time, like that, you know, they'll come and like rip other animals' faces off, or they've stolen like human babies before. And those stories are true.
They're all true.
They're true.
Yeah.
They love to hurt.
In terms of the ones, do you know anything about the ones that they have in Taronga? Are they like, do they like fuck each other up in the...
I don't think so. Like once a group is established, it's usually okay, but it's when movement happens in the group that's when the problems start, like movement, like you know, like a leader getting displaced or new animals being brought in.
Right.
So when you do introductions with primates, it does take a really long time. Like you've got to be really, really sure that those animals aren't going to hurt each other. So they might, with an organization like Taronga, might kind of show them each other through like, you know, through like several kind of compartments first and then like let them look at each other and like get closer. And then they might do stuff like through, you know, grills or like training doors or whatever. So they're kind of like, okay, I can smell you and stuff. And it's just about knowing that no one's going to come in and steal what is their territory.
So, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But
just like humans.
Just
you know?
Like humans.
Whenever I introduced a friend to Ben.
Yeah, you got to put him in a box.
You got to put him in a box. Multiple layers in between. He bangs. Yeah. He bangs his.
Yeah.
So the fronts of his paws on the windows.
Yeah.
Is that what you call your hands there?
Yeah, my paws.
Paws.
Or I call them my windows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the hands are the windows to the song.
So there was it was very Shakespearean,
these
things. I mean, it's interesting. Their stories are still similar to ours, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all mini monarchies, right? So there's the king. He was hanging out, the David guy was hanging out by himself a lot. It just looked like he had to spend all his time thinking like, hope I don't get usurped.
It was
what
the
do I have
eye.
To do to
the
stop
eyes
it?
Are really fun because like he takes these long blinks where he's just like, you can tell that he's fucking like, God, I'm fucking sick of this shit.
Yeah, but this is all I got to do. I die if I'm not this now.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't take on this role.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. So yeah, like that, what happens to the displaced alphas can be really brutal. Like, because depending on the new leader, they might be like, and this happens in various primate groups. Depending on the new leader, they might be like, fuck him. get like kill any like lineage of his. I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah.
Or they might be like, oh, you can stay, but we get to mock you for the rest of your days, you dumb cunt. Like they might just they might be really brutal to them forever.
Right.
Or they might kill them. Or they might like, if they get displaced, it's really then that chimpanzee has the onus to go and find another troop. And then try and integrate there.
And then he has to find windows. It's hard out in the Serengeti or whatever.
So, do you want me to give you a little bit of an epilogue?
I learned everything I know about Africa is from the song Africa.
Toto.
I did a little bit of a Where Are They Now with David.
Just before we get to that, should we talk a little bit? So he holds on to power for... for longer than anyone else has.
Yeah, longer than 3 years, which is typically the window.
And they, what was his name? Cecil came for him in the
Luther.
Night. Luther came for him in the night. And he was left for dead, basically.
Yeah.
No, a bunch of them jumped him.
Bunch of them, yeah.
So there was like three or four younger chimps, and they jumped him. In the end, that's what got him. That's what got him into the situation that we see.
Right. So he's got a huge gash on his leg, missing a finger. Cuts everywhere.
Just and beat then up.
The women and children of the group come and tend to him in the morning. And I think basically like, we've got to move on. Come with us? Are you still our boss or not? And he just can't get up. So they go. And then they show him eating some fruit and stuff. He's, you know, it's sort of the Rocky montage.
It was a nice Rocky montage. Yeah.
That bit's amazing. Because he's by himself. A lot of animals in that area. That's why lions are the only social big cat. Like all other big cats are solitary.
Right.
When you think about how it's so tough in that climate, in that country, in that part of the world, because the resources are so limited. Basically.
And it was hot. They were talking about it's 40 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah, so the dry season's particularly deadly because there's no water.
That's what they said. Yeah, they said when the dry season comes, that's when you're in trouble. That's when and also the challenges come for you.
Yeah, because it's when everyone's a bit weaker.
Right.
Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day because I watched the grand final and I was like, fuck.
How far through it did you get? I turned off in the second quarter.
I stopped.
Game was over halfway through the second.
It was so fucking boring.
Yeah.
But I was like, is this the lowest grand final score ever? Because 25 kind of sucks, right?
Yeah.
The lowest grand final score ever is 13 by Richmond versus Collingwood, who got 25.
Right.
In 1927.
Yeah,
when there was like no food in Australia.
Right. Yeah.
So everyone would have been really hungry and sad and like polio and stuff. Because it was the Great Depression. So they were like, time to play football. My family hasn't eaten this week.
It's so tough.
All the good footballers died in the Great War.
But now they've got so much food.
Yeah.
Football.
That's why, yeah.
Too much.
That's
why they got too much food.
They've got gout.
So the Giants had no excuse for such a low score. No, you could have eaten whatever you wanted before the game.
Yeah.
Except for they weren't ready.
They weren't ready.
No.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a brutal, yeah. Like, I mean, this Richmond team is going to be seen as a great team, I reckon. Especially if they get one more premiership in the next couple of years, which feels likely. Almost inevitable.
Now I'm bored of them.
I am bored of them too. I was bored of them before they won this, but
yeah.
I was sort of happy for them the first time.
Yeah.
And now it's like, all right, guys.
Come on, calm down.
What about the Saints?
Yeah.
Hey, we've been waiting patiently.
I'm for the Saints. But it's partly because of you. And like, I love a romantic connection to a team. And I think your love of the Saints is very romantic.
I don't need a dynasty.
I know.
So I know that this
dynasty. Dynasty.
I'm thinking because when I moved back to Australia, I took up the go for the D's.
Oh, okay.
Go for the D's.
Terrible
now.
Choice.
And I don't like them as a team.
Right. That's hard.
I think they've got a rot in their team in the club.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about switching to St Kilda.
Come on board.
I think I will.
That's sick.
Yeah. Do it.
Love that.
Yeah.
Because at least St Kilda has a night. I don't know. They're charming. They got charm.
Yeah.
And they got a bit of mythology, you know.
Lockett's like the Cubs. Legacy.
The Cubs, yeah. There's a bit of Cub action about them.
Yeah, there's very Cub.
Very Cub-like.
Chicago Cub vibe to them.
Yeah. I've derailed, I'm sorry.
Back to the Future predicted that the Saints would win the premiership.
Yeah.
When
put
Marty
some money
McFly.
On the Saints.
So... I think we've gone through most of the story. So the Rocky montage happens. He comes back to the group and Admiral says something. Well, do you remember what he said? He said he basically has to look big.
Yeah, he's too weak to really take him on in a fisticuff, but he just has to look big and strong.
And, he gets the tree branch.
Yeah.
All the memories of him being the boss for so long would be still in the back of Cecil's mind.
And so it was a very much like, Luther. No, David, you died. No, I killed you. And David's like, I'm back. And he's like, no. And he fucking flips out and fucks off.
Yeah. You can see his face was like, oh my God, you're a ghost.
Yeah.
You and think the grave can stop me, David?
Similarly, I saw the bit in David's eyes where he was like, this fucking works, man.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. I can't fight you if you go. If you stand up to me, it's over. But I'll put my hands in the air. Like, yeah, oh, just fuck.
Hold on, wait a second. No one's ever done this before. He's huge.
The bluff checked out, and David got to fuck again.
Yes,
he got to fuck those. Oh, we didn't finish talking about
juicy
the
asses.
Yeah. So what? The reason? Yeah. So they puff up it because when they're in Easter, it's because it's their way of being like. Time for babies.
Right.
But it's the same with baboons, but that's specifically their ass, whereas with the chimpanzees, it's more their genitals.
It's the whole, whole region.
Bit. Yeah.
Whole bit.
Yeah.
It's just a thirst trap for male chimpanzees.
And you could see, like, the women chimps were all like, oh. And the dudes were just like,
yeah. It was a great show where they just, it was like an old 80s commercial where a businesswoman walked past
in
a short skirt.
She's got that red ass. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's in season right now and the alpha will be Easter's. Able to have breeding rights.
It's called Easter's. Easter's. Yeah.
And then he
season.
So David David made the mistake first time around of only bringing one friend into his confidence.
Yeah.
So this time he goes, all right, I need more friends. And he got a whole crew of about half a dozen. Yeah. And then they just like, they bolted through creating a path for him to come in behind so that all the other challengers won't
what
jump
great
on.
What great wingmen.
Oh, yeah. What's his second in command called?
KL.
KL. Yeah, Kuala Lumpur.
A little bit older. Yeah. Older past his prime, but still just like, you know what? Let's.
Yeah. Well, I thought, when I heard KL, I was like, Kal-El, like Superman's
dad. Yes. Right.
A little bit older.
So they picked him because, David picked him, or at least David Attenborough says he picked him because he had a bit of salt and pepper in his beard. Yeah. He's like, and that means they're too old to take on the top job now.
Yeah, apparently. They're too old.
He's
for
not
really
a threat to David.
Yeah, he's very ageist in the chimp world, apparently.
Yeah, no, they are pretty ageist and, like, deeply sexist.
Well, this one dude, Jemkin, he was beaten up on an old lady.
Oh, yeah.
As, like, a dog. And then KL came up and was like, take this. And
yeah,
like,
he fucked really him up fucked him right up. And then
David
came in and
fucking,
goes, yeah.
Hey,
he got him up
the tree and said, fuck you, come down.
He pulled the branch and made him fall out of the tree. You don't hit that old lady.
Yeah.
But this
old chimpanzees are funny. That's good comedy. Pulling a branch and getting someone to fall out of a tree.
This leads me to the epilogue.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, David can't be top dog for too much longer.
Yeah.
And
but they do finish the show with him as the king of the castle.
And he does have a son. And he still made like a son. And he started
with that. Yeah, with
few,
that that last
the hot chick
hot,
and
hot chick, hot chimp.
And it turns out Luther and Jemkin jumped him again in the night, killed him.
Oh, and that something what? That happened in the show was. Luther came up to him seeking forgiveness. He's like, sorry, I tried to overthrow you.
Yeah.
I'm coming to you to
an
apologize. And David said, fuck off.
You. Yeah.
He said,
maybe you should have forgiven him. And then
you don't forgive your abuser. You don't have to. You can do what you want.
He's just playing playing the game. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Stop putting human stuff onto these chimps. We're different. We didn't evolve from them, if that's what you're thinking.
Yeah,
that'd be stupid.
Anyway,
dumb to think that.
The alpha after David was Jemkin.
Jemkin, the one who beat up that old lady?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No.
No, Jemkin got into the... No.
So what, not even Luther? Like, at least I kind of respect Luther's,
Luther is still a beta and still a threat.
Yeah, right, to Jemkin.
To Jemkin.
Do you think of yourself as a threat and a beta? Because you are a beta boy.
A beta boy? What are you saying? I'm an alpha dog.
No, you're not an alpha.
Do you think of yourself as a threat to the king? Whoever that is, there's not one in...
Well, I am the king, so no. I'm not a threat to myself, or
heavy
maybe I am.
Is the head that wears the crown.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well put.
Where'd you get that?
Shakespeare.
Huh.
So, yeah, so that's, I mean, it's, I kind of wish I didn't hear that story from after. Yeah.
I don't remember that bit.
It's not, I did some reading up.
So I watched it in February in Cambodia when I was working in a bear sanctuary.
Yeah, because they're still following
them. We've all worked in Cambodian bear sanctuaries.
I don't think you have. I don't look in your eyes and see a man that's worked in a Cambodian bear sanctuary. You couldn't even beat up Josh and Chuck from Stuff You Should Know.
Well, I could if they'd answer my email. Or tweet or however I got on them. Can't even remember. I was so furious.
This would have been filmed in like... across a year, like 4 years, as you said.
Yeah.
And then it only came out in 2018. So we've, you know, and they're still following these this group of chimps. So.
Yeah, because, well, the lineage stays, like, because the females won't often move off to other groups.
And it would really suck to be a lady chimp.
It would be bad, but, like, the strong ladies, like, in the, like, female members of troops do hold power. Like, in gorillas, for instance, the females kind of end up helping to make decisions about who the silverback is. Like, if they're like, yeah, I'm attracted to you, then he's like, great, silverback.
I like gorillas better than chimps.
Yeah, me too.
That's your favorite?
It's not my favorite.
Of the great apes.
Of the great apes are my favorite of the great apes.
So here's something cool about great apes born in Africa. This is pretty cute. All of them are born with a little white patch on their backside.
Right.
And it's kind of like their way of being like, I'm just little. I don't know things. Don't yell at me if I get it wrong. It's so cute. So all great apes born in Africa, so gorillas and chimpanzees and bonobos.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Bonobos, you were talking about how the female chimps, gorillas have a bit of say, but in bonobos, apparently they've got a lot of say.
They're like very matriarchal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess like because the males would just be stronger, it's so good to have them around in case a jaguar comes your way, you know.
Right.
Like, you just need them there because they're going
to
be...
just, you know, you got to learn how to use tools. Am I right, ladies?
Hey, I like men? I tools? Say gorillas are...
Men are tools, Evan.
Gorillas are fast. What's your favourite thing about gorillas?
I don't know that
they,
at all.
They live in relatively small groups.
Yeah, like 16 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Apparently there's a big couple of big chimpanzee troops. You might know this because I think we were talking about this the other day. And there's, like, they've kind of always been at war, like, these two, like, quite big troops.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, I forgot where they are, though.
Yeah, and but there's one who's got a scar on his face, like, and he's the leader of one of these troops, and he's like, I will fuck that other troops.
They're super aggressive.
Yeah, they're just hate each other, like, chimps. These two groups. Like, it's like, it is more Shakespeare, it's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, like, eat each other. They kind of.
They do, yeah, they kind
of. I'm thinking, like, Capulets and the Montagues, for instance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star-crossed lovers.
No, I mean...
They don't want to fuck each other.
It's heavy the head that wears the crown.
They
want to
eat each other's fucking face out.
They want to...
Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Lay down your golden hair. I think it's all of these things and more.
Okay.
I don't remember that golden hair.
Yeah, I don't remember
Is that Rapunzel?
Rapunzel.
That's a different...
Wherefore art thou, Rapunzel?
Okay.
I think
it's got all elements, all those things. Oh, yeah. Hamlet, where's your skull at? You know, all that stuff.
Did you watch any of the other dynasties?
No, none of them are about primates except for this one.
Well, apparently the wolf episode has baboons in it, maybe.
Oh.
The man who suggested...
Gordon.
He also let me know that episode 4 has some other primates
in
it.
The wild dog episode.
Yeah, they're not wild dogs.
Not wolves.
African spotted.
That is such a good... The whole series is amazing. The penguin
I
want to
watch more.
The penguin one is, like, insanely grim. You will cry.
It's penguins' lives are grim.
They have the shittest lives.
But they're so cute.
I know. They are so cute, but they fucking suck.
All kinds of penguins?
No.
Which ones are these?
These are emperor penguins.
Big
boys.
Oh,
they're the big boys.
Yeah, big boys. But they just, like, they just have the hardest time. It's just breeding. It's so hard. And because of where they...
Are they happy feet?
I don't know. I've never watched that film.
I think that's fairy penguins. But I have never watched that film.
I think they're actually called little penguins now.
We do call them little penguins now.
Really?
No, fairy penguins was too, like, carried too much weight.
Right.
Huh.
Okay.
Because sometimes they'll reclassify animals, like with mandrills and baboons, if it's not helping that particular animal, they'll, like, rename them. So they
Was it they thought fairy was too wishy-washy or
too,
something?
Like, too cute, like, people, like, it encourages people to go off and be like, oh, like, touch them. Yeah.
But right. Little...
Like, it's to protect them.
Just, right. They should have called them motherfucker penguins or something.
Bitch penguins.
don't look at me, penguins.
Yeah. That's why some animal names are just really neutral, because it stops people from projecting too much onto them.
Right.
Like
sense.
The pink fairy armadillo, for instance. that poor little thing, everyone's like, fuck yes. And they pick it up. Like, they love it. But
that's so weird. We need that.
Yeah. Armadillos carry the plague. So don't touch them.
They should call them plague carrying
armadillos. Yeah, if they call them plague carrying armadillos, no one would touch them. They'd be like, I don't want the plague.
Are the little penguins the St. Kilda ones?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So people get up, tourists go up close and they do often, and
they
drunk
do,
people
touch
sometimes
them, don't
touch
they?
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about from the rangers on Phillip Island, just like.
They just need permanent security guards.
They do, like literally they have them.
Oh, right.
Just like,
are
go,
there security
go,
guards?
Have you been
penguins?
To see any other penguins tonight? How many penguins have you looked at tonight?
Think you've had enough penguins, sir.
Sorry mate, door list tonight.
But yeah, the penguin one's really good, and the tiger one's amazing as well. That's,
oh, I'd love to see that.
So good.
And the lion one is the one that where that wonderful footage of the where the lion that dude the dude lion is like surrounded by a pack of hyenas,
yeah.
And then his mate comes in just to like the nick of time.
It's amazing how hyenas will just be like, lions, hey, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Really?
So like they're in enemies. The Lion King, it's like. Not so like when like Scar brings the hyenas into the Pride Lands, yep. And they're literally called the Pride Lands. Like it's not something that Disney made up. Like the animators didn't have a say in that because they're obviously dumb. but the hyenas if they go in their lines like fuck off.
Yeah, they hate each other.
They hate each other so much because hyenas are not scared of them.
Right,
like they're like one would be, but
with a pride like if you get a pride of lions. With a pack of hyenas, I mean, it's even fine, but a lot of times, hyenas are opportunists.
Yeah.
They're incredibly intelligent.
See them in the wild dog episode as well, actually. Yeah, they attack the wild dogs.
This is something I went to Werribee Zoo recently, and I was looking at the wild dogs. I'm like, oh, wild dogs. And I thought they were hyenas, and then I had to Google it, and they get confused a bit, but they're actually not even closely related.
Wild dogs are pretty brutal animals.
But they look vaguely similar, right?
Yeah, but hyenas are more closely related to cats than they are dogs.
Yeah,
they're more toward feline in that family.
You know, they got that weird little, like, they got the lower, the shorter back legs, so they kind of have that arch.
Oh, yeah.
That ramp. That means that they're old.
Oh.
Yeah, they're very primitive animals. Yeah. But they're dumb, man. So that's why, like... The evolution of great apes in Africa is so interesting, and that's probably where the missing link is. Because all the monkeys in Africa are called old world monkeys.
Yes.
And they're generally seen as it's hard to classify because they're all intelligent, but like less intelligent than new world monkeys, which are found in South America. And they're the ones with prehensile tails.
Right.
Yeah. And then on Madagascar, there's prosimians like lemurs.
Yeah, they're cutie pies.
Cutie pies.
Yeah.
They're cutie pies.
Yeah.
Where's the snub nose? Where's that fucking
Probably in the bin where it belongs.
That really tickled me.
Yeah, that too.
Putting a monkey in a bin.
Bin monkey.
There's an article on SydneyMorningHerald.com about this series. It's called... Crew Almost Steals the Show and David Attenborough's Compelling Dynasties. That's a long title, but anyway, it's by Louise Rugendyke.
Okay.
And the first couple of paragraphs I found kind of interesting, maybe. I read them before, I haven't read them since, let's see. She writes that the main character in the first episode of this compelling nature documentary is called David Cannot Be Accidental. With his soulful brown eyes, David the chimpanzee serves as a metaphor for David Attenborough the human. And the message is simple. Young punks, beware. There is only one king of the jungle. So don't even think about stepping on my territory.
I think they're reading into that too much.
Yeah.
Way too much.
Calm down, Rebecca.
Because they'd given... The David, he didn't give it that name. There was a group who had been following him for ages.
Yeah, nothing to do with
how old is David the chimpanzee would be? 12, 13?
Right.
And David doesn't give... Like, Attenborough doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Why would he name it after himself?
Care. Also, he wouldn't put his own shit onto animals. He's... Smarter than that.
So weird. Anyway, go
she
on.
Goes
stupid.
On, goes on to say, of course, David the human would never be so ungracious as to wield a stick against his competitors. But dynasties is proof, if any were needed, that everything Attenborough touches turns to gold. This is yet another stunning documentary from the BBC. One that comes with an added punch that the enduring survival of the next generation of any species is more difficult than ever. So that's why I didn't realise that, but all the animals they look at in this series are... critically endangered?
Yeah.
I didn't realize chimpanzees were in that much strife.
They're in a lot of strife.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, most animals are. Like, right. It's pretty hard to find an animal that's not vulnerable.
Yeah, we're in an age of mass extinction.
But it's like...
All those bloody lemurs are going to die. They're all going to be extinct.
When?
Soon.
Have they set a date?
Relatively soon. Because of the farming of vanilla bean in Madagascar.
Well, stop eating vanilla, everyone out there.
Well, you know, I've stopped. But then you'll destroy that economy. So, I mean,
okay. Keep eating some vanilla bean. What about French vanilla bean?
You need to check your privilege.
Okay. I've had a look at it and it's massive.
It's huge, right?
Nah, look, I don't believe in all that stuff. I'm not a cuck.
I am.
No, I am. I'm a big soy boy. Everyone knows that.
What we need is another big war.
Like a how big?
Like a huge
like one. A world. You want to... Are you inside?
You
want to
cull the population of it?
Yeah.
Thanos?
Be good for the animals.
You already started by saying you killed Dave Warnocky. That's one.
Yeah, that's one.
I'm doing my part.
I'm one and done. That's it.
If everybody killed one other person, it would be
we're sick. Going to anyway.
I mean, yeah, climate... Chuck and James, you better watch out. I'm taking two down myself.
It doesn't even matter because the climate will correct itself anyway, like it always has.
Yeah. That's well, that was the other thing I was listening in Stuff You Should Know. They said that climate change has directly caused the outbreak of Lyme disease, like that's in the US that they're facing at the moment. There's so much Lyme disease because normally in winter ticks die from the cold.
I thought Lyme disease was the one that wasn't real.
No, Lyme disease is real.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in America though. Like okay. That's where
Lyme
it's...
disease is real in America. And okay. My heart. I'm dying. Is Lyme disease of the heart bad?
I think I'd say so. Yeah. I think any heart disease you don't want.
Why do Americans have Lyme disease?
So basically, it used to be like kind of controlled, but then it's now an epidemic. But there's like since 1997, the amount of Lyme disease that's being diagnosed has basically like quadrupled, and it's massive, and it is popping up in other countries too. But like. Part of the reason why is because of climate change, normally ticks would die over the winter, but now there's so many of them that they are literally killing moose.
What?
Because there's so many ticks on the moose that the moose Jesus. Just die.
Ugh.
They like literally bleed to death.
Oh, that's bad.
I know. Climate change
sucks. What a great
way
to start. What a great way to, I think that's a good way to leave it.
Climate change is real and bad.
The last thing I've got here is there was only one fact. I normally try and find the IMDb facts about the movies or whatever.
Yeah.
Only one fact on IMDb about Dynasties,
mm.
and that is David Attenborough only owns blue shirts.
Oh. That's interesting.
I don't reckon that's true.
Interesting little factoid.
I don't think that's right.
I reckon that's bullshit.
Well.
But I will say, okay, so when I was studying, I used to work in menswear. Like I worked at YD for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked at Politics. Mm-hmm. And then I worked at a shop. I know. I got hit on by lots of people.
A lot of dudes with square-toed shoes.
lots of men who were shopping in the city before going out to Tiger Lils on a Friday night.
So yeah, I'm in sales.
Yeah, nice niche purse knowledge. Anyway, and most of them would be like, oh, do you have any blue? Like they wouldn't wear any
other
colour.
Tops.
Yeah. They wouldn't wear
Alpha
any
Alpha dogs
other.
Wear blue.
Yeah.
That is the young liberal colour of choice for shirts.
What about I wear a lot of navy.
Navy sweater tied around the neck over your blue button up.
That's very, it's like Parisian young liberal.
Yeah.
I am.
Stop the boats.
Oh, wow. This guy went to goal.
Parisian young liberal.
Yeah.
What do you think of
that? No, I get it.
This
good.
What Ben is one of your favorite primates, a human, and he just did that.
It was a joke.
I can appreciate that.
I don't think
as someone who films things, these documentaries blow my mind.
They're amazing.
Because there's so the footage that they get is incredible. It's just... It boggles the mind.
It's just hours and hours.
It's so much stuff, but also it's obviously it's shooting so much stuff. So that I think they said they were getting up at 4 a.m. every day, and then they have to go find the chimpanzees.
And then they got to teach them how to act in the scene.
Yeah, rehearsals
takes a lot of time.
get it right. But yeah, and they have to be in I guess to varying degrees depending on what the subject is. But they have to, you know, keep their distance. They have to be out of sight, like be undetected, so that they're not influencing. I don't know if that's the case with chimpanzees
isn't that,
so much.
In
all
Star
chimpanzees
Trek,
are
the...
influencers.
Oh, is that true? Online influencers.
Right. Yeah, they like call up and go, and then the restaurant's like, "We're not going to give you a meal for free."
But obviously, they're.
But I'll post about it. I'll do a live. Love Street.
and then they rip the fucking restaurant to his face off.
Yeah, they just take it off.
Wow.
That's why so many restaurants are closing in Melbourne.
Yeah. It's because the chimps
are taking them down.
Rip their fucking faces off.
It's hard to run a restaurant without a face.
That's true.
It's an old adage. An old adage.
Can't smile when you don't have lips.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown, and hard is the restaurant owner without a face.
Yeah, just skull coming right out. You know, that turns away a lot of possible diners. It's hard to spruik that down Hardware Lane when you got no face.
Yeah,
I reckon you get it. Maybe you'd pick up a particular clientele, but
that's not true.
I don't know.
Yeah,
they call it a dynasty.
Mm.
Ah, that's good. Diner.
Yeah.
Get in.
Ben's looking confused.
Laugh at me.
No.
Laugh at my jokes.
I refuse.
You stupid fuck.
So what you...
Sorry, Evan.
You were talking about the shooting. So how do they, like the long lenses and stuff, is that...
Oh, yeah, I was talking about beforehand I was looking at the... one of the... A lot of it's come with technology, right? Like camera technology is better than it was. And... There's a lens that they use on these. It's made by Canon. It was specifically made for these types of like BBC wildlife documentaries because they just needed. They can't be changing lenses all the time. Like they're limited in how much equipment they can carry, and they need to move quickly because the animals move very quickly.
Not tortoises.
Maybe not tortoises.
They didn't make them for the tortoise filming.
But but chimpanzees can move quickly. Anyway.
So and you're talking about all the face ripping off. They really do need to be well camouflaged, or
you don't
really
want to be.
Can you imagine
that? Like
that group running towards you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
yeah.
how scary that would be?
Yeah, it'd be terrifying.
I'd be way more frightened of a primate escaping, a wildlife park than a tiger or something.
So they've got like Canon made them this
really?
Lens.
Yeah, big time.
Which is like a Canon 50mm to 1000mm zoom, which is this. Huge, huge lens, but it's a 20 times zoom on a. Anyway, this is boring.
It's not boring.
I've shot on one and it's like.
This is so on brand for you.
There aren't many. They cost about $100,000. I think there's only maybe one or two in Australia. And I used one for a comedy special that it was actually massively overkill for. I don't know why they.
You didn't want the comedians to know you were shooting. Yeah.
Plus, they move quite quickly.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. No, it was a big room, and I think the 300mm was fine. They didn't need the 1000mm, but it's a very impressive. Impressive equipment that wasn't available. You know, more than a few years ago.
I love how excited you get over lenses.
It's what I do. It's my passion.
He's a big lens head.
Would you say that lenses are the thing? Like, some people, like shoes or, you know, cars. Are lenses your beautiful car?
If Evan's walking around with a big lens in his hands, that's the equivalent of him having an engorged butt.
He's ready to breed.
He's ready to breed.
I start fucking going nuts, throwing stones. You're going nuts.
The people that do them as well, like they're out there for so long, like they have to leave their families. That's why so many nature photographers are kind of like single forever, because they're like they don't get to establish families.
Right. Yeah. Dominance.
What?
I don't know.
They're observing. They're observing all these family units never getting to form their own.
Exactly.
Brutal.
Yeah. It's quite brutal.
Someone needs to make a documentary about them.
So like us.
So
but not disturb them. So
yeah.
Even longer lenses.
We've already done a sketch on that, Evan. Haven't we?
Oh, we did, didn't we? Yeah.
We've done that sketch.
Yeah, we did.
God, that'd be funny.
I remember that.
So that brings us to the end of talking about that. But what would you give it as a score out of bananas, Brie?
So yeah, like a bananas.
Yeah, this episode of Dynasties.
Okay.
How big's your banana? How big do you picture?
Very personal question.
It is a big
question. I love this. I'm engorged for bananas. I'm in estrus for bananas.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Her red is butt.
It's well said.
How'd that beer go down?
Not very good. It's not very good. I think there's something wrong with them.
I like 100 bananas.
100
like
bananas, loved it.
I loved it so much, but I'm like, I love David Attenborough so much.
Yeah.
They've done a series on urban animals.
Which, oh, what's that one? That one's great.
Yeah, yeah. There's one about like Bombay leopards, like in the city of Bombay. Oh. Leopards just live there.
Wow.
It's oh my god, it's wow. crazy. There's one about is it about is there
there's
one
about hyenas?
Hyenas and possums? Is there one about
some of that? Yeah, yeah, possums. Yeah, that's yeah. a good one.
Yeah.
The he one just, with the hyenas is crazy because there's like a town in Nigeria. Yeah,
urban they hyenas.
Come they're just like, hey.
They come in and the butcher, when he's cooking, like chopping up the offcuts, will just feed the hyenas.
Wow. Yeah.
And they pop in, do it, and then fuck off.
Yeah. They yeah. weigh like 300 kilos. Like you don't
really huge. Hyenas
they're
do.
They're so big, a big beefy one.
Oh, I did big. Not. I picture them to probably be less. Little, probably little scrappy.
Nah, no, lions fucking... weigh like 270, so they're probably around like that.
They're area. Massive.
They're huge.
I had no idea. I thought they were way smaller than lions.
You can see like there's if you Google like domesticated hyenas, there's like amazing pictures of them. Like people have made muzzles for them, like villages and stuff.
Oh.
And they're like, this is my hyena, and it's like their pet. Wow. It's crazy.
That sounds crazy.
How much do you reckon David Attenborough has to do with these?
Oh, I think
is he just rocking up and presenting it and doing the voiceover?
He'll pop in. I reckon he'll pop in. He doesn't go on location anymore because no. he's too old.
Yeah, except that opening shot of him doing his opening monologue from a Jeep.
He'll do amazing. Some stuff. He'll pop in like where they're filming. So he still does a lot of travel, but he can't go, you know, and scout the proper locations like he used to. Like you see some of his early when he was a younger man, he was there.
Right.
And he would always like have the animal there and he'd be like, this is a right. check this bitch out.
Yeah.
This is a crazy bitch.
How many and as I David Attenborough, how many bananas do you give this, Ben?
I give this animal 10 animals out of 10 bananas.
Whoa. Yeah. That's very Attenborough.
David Attenborough's scale is unbelievably hard to understand.
How about you, Ev?
I'm going to give it 5 out of 5 bananas.
Oh, geez, this is the highest rated
it's
thing
so
we've ever
good.
Got.
It's
so
there's
good.
Nothing that, yeah,
it's got
the whole, but amazing. The whole series is incredible.
I'm going to give it the story 6 that out of 7.
What? 6?
Well-ripened bananas. I got to leave some room to move.
6 out of 7, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Stop being okay, such a
that neutrality stick is why mud. Josh and Chuck don't want to fight you.
Yes.
I would
never want to fight someone like you that can't commit to something that's good.
Well, I'm not saying it's not perfect.
What do you want?
What
do you want,
about
dude?
It? Do you want it to see more inflamed genitalia?
Yeah. What would make it better?
Well...
get in the bin with that snubby.
All right.
Yeah, get in with that little snubby.
You've bullied me into it. I'll give it 7 out of 7 bananas. Right. Well done.
Good work, everyone.
Well done, David Attenborough. Hope to see more from you.
Now,
I really wish the best on this, David Attenborough. I really hope that he keeps doing on his dream.
Oh, God.
And I, for one, will think we should get behind him.
Yeah, I do too. More blue shirts.
I feel like I was told by two of the guests here that they needed to leave, and I'm trying so hard to wrap it up. And you guys will just keep. I've got a bit more business to get through. You've hardly said a word, Evan. You're the opposite problem.
I have 11
I'm
minutes.
Apologising in advance for all this lens talk I'm about to do.
Oh, great.
All right.
So you can support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/DoGoOnPod, and you support the Do Go On Podcast Network, which includes this show, Do Go On, and Book Cheat. And one of the rewards you get is I get to read out your name and your favourite primates. So I'm going to read out 4 Patreon's favourite primates, and you guys feel free to comment on these. Harvey Wiseman says...
the wise man.
His favourite, the scary evolved gorillas in Evolution.
Yeah.
They scared me shitless as a kid.
Yeah. They were purple.
Oh,
is
what
that
is Evolution?
Evolution, the movie with
David Duchovny.
I don't remember any primates in that.
Me neither. I don't remember that at all. I remember David Duchovny.
I remember Head and Shoulders.
Yep, correct.
The shampoo.
But there's also primates in there.
I don't think I ever saw it.
They're big time primates because as they're evolving in the cave... They go into the monkeys.
Oh,
right.
I'll have to check that out. Now I am remembering that coming out. It's like mid-90s or something.
That's amazing that I remember the
Taylor Leone. No, Julianne Moore,
yeah.
Oh. He says, I wonder if they still hold up. Have you seen it recently?
You know what? It's still funny in parts. I still don't mind it, but I have. It's one of those films that it's always on TV and I always catch like, little bits of it, but I haven't actually sat down and watched it for a very long time.
He said he's going to put it in the hat, so maybe we should put it in the hat, Harvey, and we'll do it down the track. Thank you so much for your support there on patreon.com/TheGoOnPod. Ashley Dickinson also supports the show, saying, well, I'm new here, so hi. Oh, hi, Ashley.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
And I know it's not allowed, but I agree with Evan. Oh.
Gross.
You're allowed to agree with me. Who said that's not allowed?
I've never said that, but I think that's a good rule.
No.
Not allowed to agree with Evan.
Yeah, I don't think that, I don't think that's... I think that's completely inappropriate, Ashley. And I would like you to write a written apology on the Facebook group.
Thank you.
Stop asking people to apologize to you.
I want... Not to me. No, no, no. I want you to apologize to Matt.
Yeah.
He puts in a lot of work.
Put in a lot of work.
He doesn't put in all this work to have someone agree with Evan.
Evan.
It's unfair. What you've done, Ashley, is really
well, but Ashley, knowing
you've actually left a bad taste in my mouth. No, that was just the disgusting beer that I drank.
He did have a disgusting
beer. Ashley goes on to say, though, she said, knowing that you're not allowed to agree with Evan, so since it's not allowed, I'll go orangutan.
Oh, so she didn't.
Ah, a little double fake.
Yeah.
She did the bait and switch.
All right, Ashley, you don't need to apologize to anyone. You've made the right choice.
Yes, your written apology is no longer required. Thank you so much.
They say that their spell check put a hyphen in orangutan.
Orangutan.
Right.
It means man of the forest.
Yeah, orang meaning either man or forest, and utan meaning either man or forest.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's the man of the forest.
Oh, my God.
So that is a fun fact. Thank you, Ashley.
Are you always, do you always need to be on?
For a podcast.
Yes. No, he's like this all the time.
Yeah.
That is my job as a guest.
Yes. Just switch off.
I will.
You won't.
In a few minutes, stay on
get
for a little
fucking
longer.
Haircut. You guys won't even hear a peep from me.
So thank you, Ashley. John Rain says cotton top tamarins.
Oh, they're so cute.
They're like the little mad scientists of the primate world.
Yeah.
Where they're going,
they
don't need
no
robes.
They have little beakers.
Is that the one that?
Little beakers.
Are the tamarins the ones that were in Outbreak? Are they the Outbreak monkeys?
That's a capuchin.
Oh, they were still capuchins.
You haven't seen Cotton Top Tamarins?
Always
they're
capuchins.
They're so cool.
They're always
so
capuchins.
Cute.
I feel like capuchins are so overused.
Yeah, well, so the reason they're used in most film and TV is because they're quite smart. They're about as smart as a gorilla.
Mm.
And they're probably one of the monkeys with the most domestication.
Oh, yes, love him.
They're
cool.
Yeah, love him.
The bigger the hair, the more testosterone. It's a little bit like the inflamed genitalia
right.
of the chimpanzee world.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They're like real wise-looking cutie pies.
Yeah, they're cutie. They're cutie,
cutie wise.
Cutie pie primates is a term I really like.
John Rain's made a great. He made a great Back to the Future joke at the end, and you guys all missed it. So.
I laughed.
Hey, that's on you.
It looks like Doc Brown.
Yeah.
Marty, you got to come back with me.
And then finally, thank you so much, John. And then finally, Kayla MH says. Binta Jua, a female gorilla, comforted and protected a three-year-old boy who fell into her enclosure at the Brooklyn Zoo in 1996. At first, he was unconscious, and she picked him up and cradled him, shooing off the more aggressive gorillas that came up to investigate. She carried him to a doorway and waited for a human aid, placing the child down for them to take it to safety. The boy, who'd fallen quite a bit, recovered fully. If that doesn't warm your heart, then I must assume that you don't have one.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Jeez.
Kayla, whoa.
Brutal.
I warmed my heart, Kayla.
Okay, I'm
I don't
fine,
know why
I'm
you.
Warm.
Yeah, my heart is warmed. Evan?
No.
Yeah, well, that hypothesis actually
needs
works
more
out.
Human involvement.
No, yeah, needs more lenses.
Not robotic enough.
I want lenses in this story.
If you dropped a lens in there and it cradled it and then gave it back... Then Evan's on board.
Then we got something.
No, I was thinking about lunch. I'm sorry. I tuned out.
Well, you're coming up to the perfect time. Where can people find you, Evan? Is it on Gaming, the gaming show?
The gambling show. You...
It's not a gambling show.
It's about the Nightmare board game where you have a video.
It's
about
this show.
Video games. It's a Gaming. It's on YouTube. You can, if you listen to it, if you go to YouTube and you watch it right now, you'll see Ben on it. If you want to tune in next week, Matt will be on it. I'm on it every week.
I'm playing the Ben role.
Bree will never be on it.
Why?
No, maybe she will.
Yeah. What did I do, Evan?
I don't know.
Why? Yeah, that was weird, Evan.
Sorry.
That was
don't
unnecessarily
alpha me.
Aggressive.
Look how big I look. You're fucked, mate. No, I would love to be on Gaming. I'm not very
good.
You
should come on.
I'd love to. I play a game on my phone.
What are you doing at 10:30
Dragon
Friday
City.
That's literally what I'm going to record.
Where can you can have this conversation off.
We'll talk about gaming.
If you want, if you're trying to book your show on my show, that's pretty weird.
It's not like Matt's been talking about Do Go On, his other podcast.
Oh yeah, people should listen to Do Go On. Everyone does.
It's a wildly successful podcast.
This week's episode's about Dungeons and Dragons.
That's cool.
A wild history. There's a guy on it called Gary Gungan or something. It's so good.
Gary
Gygax.
Even better. Gary Gygax.
We talk about Gary Gygax.
I can't stop saying it.
He's in an episode of Futurama where he rolls the dice. He goes, it's a pleasure to meet you. That's funny. I'll get that joke next time I watch it. Yeah, yeah.
Ben, where can people find you? On Little Scrubs and... Hey, you're no little scrub.
I don't want no little scrub.
I don't want no little scrub.
What are the
little
scamps?
Little scamps. Which is a YouTube web series about little fluffy animals.
That's right. It's another animal related podcast, like YouTube.
Can I be on that?
It's like a visual podcast.
We don't have guests on it.
Nothing you do
has guests.
No.
You never return the guest favor. You never make me do free work for you.
Why do I need a guest when I am the perfect guest?
Oh my God, I'm so...
So I'll have a link to Little Scamps.
I'm not usually this much of a cunt, if you're listening. I'm very nice.
And I'll put your... Listeners will disagree. And I'll put your...
people don't like me on this podcast. I know, that's fine.
So, no, you just divide opinion. There were a few people early on who thought you were too mean to me.
Yeah.
But I didn't... I never,
but now you've got Evan.
I never felt... he's here to deflect.
It's all in jest. These people need to lighten up.
Right. Yep. Yeah, we're all having a good time. We're all friends here.
We're talking about monkeys.
It'd be weird
and
for me
apes.
To keep bringing you onto the show if I was... Almost like I'm such a cuck that I need you here.
Please, Ben.
Said cuck more than I normally would. I'll have links to your shows in the description.
Yep.
And Bree, where can people find you?
I'd love if you watched The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and The Bachelor
in Paradise
Unpacked.
Any guests on
that? Yeah.
Can I come on that?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because you are not welcome in The Bachelor franchise. Like, I don't speak for them, but I'm saying it.
Well, see?
I'd love if people watch that.
I could see Ben handing out roses one day.
I could be the new Bachelor, except I'm engaged to be wed.
You are engaged.
Is that against the rules?
That's actually against the rules. They frown on engaged people.
Platonic Bachelor? Bachelor friend.
Yeah,
I would love a platonic Bachelor. Why don't they make one of them?
Because you make friends... On your own.
You already have friends,
You've got friends.
Yeah, you go and you groom them.
Why can't you just make a, I give you like a tennis ball and we can go play catch. Like that's, everyone gets a tennis ball.
Anyway, I also do a show called The Big Hoo-Ha on Friday nights. And we have a new Saturday format coming up where we do lots
That's an improvisational comedy show.
Only for people in Melbourne.
That you don't have any like scripts or anything.
That is actually unscripted. It's entirely made up on
Do you
the
take
spot.
A suggestion?
We do take suggestions.
Do you plan, like, write down stuff?
No, never. Unless
it's a
game handle.
So you don't know what you're doing?
We don't know what we're going to do.
Sorry, I know that I spent, like, a large amount of my life doing improv.
So annoying.
I just don't
Can you guarantee that it'll be good?
Pay $28 to see people making stuff up on the spot.
And it's a very successful big thing.
It is. Everyone loves the prov.
Mm. Well,
some would say I'm the king of prov.
Is that true?
Actually, incorrect because
no,
I am.
No, you're not the
greatest improviser.
Yeah. Heavy
in
is
Australia.
The crown that wears
yeah.
the head.
Look how big I am. Look how big I am.
Oh, man. Imagine being the alpha of improv. That's the worst thing
you
I think I would
You just said you were.
Yeah, and that's why I'm going to go walk into the sea after this.
All right. Ben's going to go walk into the sea. I just cycle to the next thing.
People can please give us a review. I'll read out a few reviews on next week's episode. Some great ones are coming through. If you give us 5 stars, I'll read them out no matter what you say. And please look up all these people. I'll put their Twitters on there. Follow them. And that sort of stuff, and also the primates' social medias. Now, we always finish, it's great to have 2 improvisers in because we always finish with a rift sign off primate related. Okay. Right. But I'll say thanks so much for joining us, Bree, Ben, and Evan. And as we always hear, as we always say here at Primates Podcast,
don't go where the man is.
Because there will be a snub-nosed pervert.
permanent. You are, yeah, $28.
Yeah. We're worth it.
I'm not in the show. I've never done improv in my life.
No, never. He's in the sea now, guys.
Later.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Yeah, I'm hot right now.
You're a lot.
I'm juiced.
No.
I'm juiced with anticipation.
You are
this podcast.
So much right now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.